Our gospel reading is from John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Every family has its origin stories. You know what I'm talking about. Stories of how parents met, of how children were born, of how older siblings reacted to younger siblings coming home from the hospital. Those stories of a misadventured youth. Often, these stories we choose to tell over and over, these are the stories we choose to tell over and over when we are gathering with family that we've not seen in a long time. And often, the details of these stories that we choose to tell over and over are the ones that we believe define us. The story of Christmas is like that for Christians. Many of the details that the writers of the Gospels include concerning the Christmas story are those which are a continuation of the pattern of Jesus' life and ministry. Why did they mention the shepherds? Why did they mention the wise men? But I think of equal importance to what the story of Christmas is what the story of Christmas is not. God's coming into the world is extraordinary because of how ordinary it was. He came not with fire and brimstone, not with the might of an army of angels. He did not even choose to be born into a family that held great wealth or political power. No. God came as a baby into a family that was common, that was poor, that was homeless, and that would soon become refugees, fleeing to Egypt to escape the wrath of King Herod. This is perhaps not what we would expect of God. But because Jesus is the Word of God made flesh, who Jesus is and how he lived is telling about who God is. God is King of kings and Lord of lords, but based on Jesus' life, we can see that God's kingship will be unlike anything we have ever known. His is the kind of kingship that was born not into wealth, but into poverty. He comes in power to be sure, but not with military might, but instead as a child. His rule is not one of oppression, but instead of peace, justice, and righteousness. And it is this strange king that we, and all of creation, welcome with joy on this happy morning. There is also this simple, obvious, but odd part of the Christmas story, that God was born and that God lived among us. It is a strange and somewhat terrifying truth because this is God we're talking about. This is the creator of the universe, the source of all forgiveness and grace and goodness, magnificent and mighty, the one to whom every knee should bend. And this is a part of the miracle of Christmas, that God is born, that this can come to pass in spite of the fact that God is God, unspeakable, unknowable, omnipotent. And yet, the idea that God is with us, this is the core of who God is. The scriptures tell of God reaching out to his creation over and over again, trying to reconcile us to himself, all while going against any expectations we would have for a God, all in order to be with us. In some ways, the Word made flesh is the latest verse in the love song that God has been singing since the beginning of the universe. I would like to leave you with a few thoughts. The first is paraphrased from a Christmas sermon given by the Reverend Sam Wells, and it has remained with me for many years. Is this: God lived among us for about 30 years, and he lived in relative obscurity, enough so that when Jesus began his life of ministry, the people of his hometown were amazed and asked, "Is this not Joseph's son?" The question is, what was God doing during all that time? And perhaps the answer is simply that God wanted to dwell with us. There is something that we can learn from that. We should not discount the power of simply being in each other's presence. This is true of all of life, but in particular during the holiday season, when it is difficult not to engage in the mad dash of cooking and cleaning and the purchasing of gifts. Try if you can to take a moment today and simply enjoy being in the presence of those you care about. The second thought is this: friends, I know of no declaration of love as profound as this, that God was born for us, that God lived among us, and that God died for us. And because God has so loved us, we cannot help but respond to that love. And all God asks of us is to love God and to love each other. Certainly, this is harder than it first seems. We are asked to love our neighbor, but we are also asked to love our enemy. Out of darkness, we have seen a great light. There is still darkness and despair and death in our world, but we have seen in God the promise of a world that is light and love and life. And while we continue to try to follow the promise of that light, we find that we are not alone. We find that God continues to reach out to us, forgiving us for our faults, and supplying hope and joy and courage in the midst of darkness. We find that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not death, not life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. We find that God is with us. Emmanuel, Merry Christmas.